It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 762.
What's happening, guys? What's going on?
G'day, Tommy Jacket.
Josh Jansen, how are you, mate?
How are you, Sevs?
Yeah, I'm great.
George?
Feeling good.
Why didn't he get one? Hmm? Yeah. Why didn't he get a...
What do you mean?
You gestured at all the other boys.
Did I not? No, yeah. I was just getting ready. I'm also... I switch during the show. Hi, my name's Josh Jansen. Welcome to the Daily Talk Show.
I felt it was a microaggression, to be honest.
Just it wasn't. Towards George.
Slight, just looking into everything. Had a good smoothie this morning.
From microaggressions to smoothies.
Yeah. Now, I want to talk about sort of like lessons in life.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a smoothie metaphor. Actually, I haven't quite thought about it.
Okay, go.
No,
but I'm normally the metaphor guy.
Well, no, okay. So, let me... The backstory. I make a smoothie every morning for young Bodhi and for young Amy. And, you know, I put everything in it. Greens, banana, not spinach, honey, though. Not frozen spinach. And then I prep it. Bodhi's got his cup. Amy's got her cup. They're all travel cups so we can get in the car and shoot off to work. I've always been very sort of adamant, Amy, make sure you drink your smoothie. And it sounds like I've got two kids, but that's my wife, Amy, if you're new to the show. Welcome, I'm Tommy Jacket.
Big reset, show reset.
Huge reset.
762.
Yeah, one of the hosts.
No, it's good.
I love three-quarter lattes. George loves four-quarter lattes. Yeah.
It's a good joke. Try it at your coffee shop for a punch in the face. And so anyway I would get, there'd be a lot of pushback. It's like when Brie asks, have you paid your phone bill?
It's so annoying because I get up and I'm making Amy the thing that is just healthy for her to kickstart her day. Mm. She's left in the car before. Mm-hmm. She comes out from work, forgot to drink it.
Does she not like it?
No, she actually likes it. And here's the thing, I was hard on her, but tables reversed. I now have been getting up a little later. Amy's been doing this 30 days of abundance, this program where you kind of do an activity where you write, Deepak Chopra, you write out something and then you do a meditation, which means she's up earlier and I've been in bed keeping Bodhi in there so he doesn't run down to mum. And then she makes the smoothie. She packs it for me, gives me a little travel cup, my sippy cup. And I've been forgetting to drink it. Now that, you know, when you know, they've got ammo and they're like, she just mocks me. Oh, it's, you know, I wish you would drink it. You know, just pretending to be me, my whiny self.
How's your 30 days of abundance going?
That's what you would do. Yeah. Is that what you'd do?
Yeah.
Why just, is that like
another
gig?
Well, you know, it's just projecting. It's like clearly this negativity is coming from a place because... The abundance thing's not going well?
No, but I...
What happens after the 30 days?
You're actually enlightened.
What is the actual point after 30 days?
No, that program you are meant to then create... So, about 14 days or 11 days in, you then create a group and
like
lead another
group.
No, a WhatsApp group or it could be a message where you then get other people to start doing it. And so, it's a flow-on effect.
What's their name again? The guru?
Deepak Chopra.
Yeah. Old school. Anyway, I've worked it out though. If I make the smoothie, I'll never forget to drink it. But when Amy makes it for me, there's a high chance I'll forget because I'm not connected to the process.
Well, it's the IKEA effect.
Well, you could call it that or you could call it the smoothie effect. And that's what I'm saying. It's a life lesson around the smoothie. The smoothie effect is you need to be a part of the process to truly reap the full benefit of the smoothie.
Well, so, yeah, Dan Ariely, who wrote the book Predictably Irrational, talks about the IKEA effect, which is you value something more if you had a part in making it.
Yeah.
Is this not just the IKEA effect? What's the difference?
Because I'm confused when it becomes the IKEA effect.
So, just the IKEA
at a glance, do you get it?
The George, smoothie
do you want the IKEA effect.
Yeah, the metaphor makes sense. I think it also works for... isn't there a thing around in restaurants where they give you salt and pepper and stuff so you can add a little bit to it so it makes it you yourself. Enjoy it a bit
yeah.
more?
That's the IKEA effect. I think that the reason I like the IKEA effect is because it's like, it's very clear. I think that the
unless you don't know what IKEA is. If you don't know what, and you're just thinking flat pack nightmare and broken down relationships, Well, you're in trouble with the IKEA.
I would recommend a book recommendation, Predictably Irrational by Dan Ariely. He talks about the, like on the whole IKEA effect thing, they got people to make paper cranes. Do you know what paper cranes are?
Yeah, like the
origami.
Yeah. And so they ran an experiment where they got people to make their own paper cranes. And then at the end, they go to a gift shop and they can buy pre-made paper cranes, or they can buy the ones that they just made, and people would pay significantly more for the ones that they made.
Yeah, I love it. Look, well, I'll settle with the IKEA if it
can. One other fun Dan Ariely thing.
Yeah.
He taught, interesting guy. He was burnt as a young person. He had burns to like a huge portion of his body. Oh, and he got into psychology based on the process of having his wounds, basically the putting on the ointment and then getting the bandages, and they would have to tear the bandages off him. No. And he talked about all of that. But anyway, he's done a TED talk as well, I believe. But he talks about the value of getting someone to do something as a favor versus doing it for money. And so the research that they did was they basically got a bunch of people into... What are you smiling at, Sebs?
No, continue. I'm enjoying this.
Okay.
He could smile. He doesn't have to have it. Like, he could smile. Like, is usually a sign of enjoyment.
No, you're being a fucking smiler. Stop smiling. They had a very simple game. They gave a group of people a small amount of money to basically... tick a box on a computer program. They just had to see how many times. Then someone got paid a bunch more. And then another group was asked to do it as a favor. The people who performed the best were the people who were doing it as a favor. And what they talk about is when you pay someone a small amount of money, the system that they're using, the anchoring system, is financial. So they're looking and being like, fuck, I'm not getting paid much for this, so I'm not going to put in that much work. But when it's a favor, or you're doing something from a social standing perspective, you put in more effort.
So we just want to build this business off favors.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a lot of favors. Yeah. Favor productions.
Thanks, George. Yeah, yeah. Thanks, JJ. It's also then, so the IKEA effect as a, you know, its principle, its sort of meaning behind it. It's like it's like me saying, no, it's the smoothie effect. It's because, like, I connect more with the learning, the hard learning from the smoothie effect for me.
How do you feel after making, like, a flat pack piece of furniture at the end?
Shithouse. I did it for George because he was useless. He got his, his voiceover booth desk, and I've never seen someone more useless at doing flat pack. He literally just stood around. I was like, I've got to do this.
Yeah.
And so I did it. And I feel accomplished, and I'm like, able to use it as a good story to point out that he's a piece of shit.
Isn't the IKEA effect like that's like being a parent, isn't it?
What just having to
you've
take
got a
over
hand
and do
in
the
creating
thing.
That?
Yeah, you're just like you're creating it, and so you value it more.
Yeah. So this is another one from old Deepak Chopra, who Amy and I were talking in the car last night. I thought it was great. There was a woman who saw a cocoon. So inside, butterfly wants to come out, wants to flap its wings and sort of leave out into the beautiful world.
And so cocoons, do they start as caterpillars?
I think so.
Well, I think
caterpillar.
Caterpillar. No, caterpillar, cocoon, butterfly.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so
it had already been a
caterpillar. Now it was in a cocoon.
Fuck, I haven't actually thought about
How crazy is that?
Properly as an adult. Yeah.
Dude, that's I made a video about...
That's reincarnation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it? It's insane. It's a whole other
animal.
It's
like a different thing, yeah.
So get this.
It's insane. What happens to it?
This is the story that Amy told me from Deepak. There was a woman who saw a cocoon, and there was, this struggling butterfly that was like half out and couldn't really get out. And the lady was like, oh, this poor little thing, might have to help it. Mm-hmm. But it turns out that a butterfly needs to struggle to send blood flow into its wings. And so she helped it to come out. And then the butterfly couldn't fly because it hadn't gone through the struggle.
So annoying, yeah.
And so we were relating this butterfly struggle
to JobKeeper.
Someone helping, to the Australian government helping small businesses. It could be, you could. So Bodhi, when we took him to daycare the other day, so sad. He was a bit upset. very upset, actually. We took him in and a couple of his mates were there. And we stand at the door and they run up and they say, Bodie, you're not my best friend. And he lost it. Should have seen his face, like crying. It was heartbreaking. And it was like...
What'd you do to the kids?
I beat the shit out of them. No, but it's that Amy was relating the learning to seeing your child struggle, seeing mm-hmm. them get bullied,
yeah.
seeing them lose friends, whatever it be, is so hard. And all you want to do is jump in and choke them out. No, you want to jump in or you want to help. You want to make it okay. You want to take their pain and turn it around very quickly, which is end up you just... Your
McFlurries.
You're not allowing them to build resilience.
Mm-hmm.
And being a parent is one of those true times where you need to work out what your part of the, you know, resilience building
mm-hmm.
is happening within your child, because they have to experience the pain.
And so what do you say to him when his best friend says we're no longer best friends?
We can't say man up anymore. Don't say that.
No.
There's nothing you can do. You got to let him go through the pain and say, it's okay. You know, like they just say that. Like they do say it all to each other. And there's not much you can do. You have to let them feel the pain mm-hmm. and just be there for them. And then when he gets older, being able to rationalize it and say, mm-hmm. you know, he didn't mean that or, you know.
Why do you think his friend said it?
They all do it. He says it to us.
So do you think that Bodie was just getting a bit of his own medicine?
They all give it to each other. This is the thing that's not to look, it's not.
So did you say, hey, have you said, Bodie, so when you do that, so when you say, oh, you're not my best friend, you see how it makes you feel?
Yeah, not in the moment of happening, but it's like, but yeah, you know how you say that to mummy and daddy? We don't like it. So it's like, it's not a nice thing to say. You can't, mm-hmm. it's not like. Moment of pain is the opportunity to jump in and learn the life lesson.
That's about where I think that you and I are different, because I feel like
it's where I'm glad you're not having kids.
It stacks on. It's like,
it's not the right time.
Well, because it feels like that's like ultimate learning time. No, it's like he's in tears. It's like, okay, here's the op. Like he's feeling the full force of the feeling.
But I don't think that's where learning necessarily comes.
Sure, I get that.
At a zoomed out level, they're mm-hmm. in it. They are
so
the emotion.
So, did you have the conversation?
Embodying.
Have you had the conversation about the best friend thing?
Yeah, we spoke briefly. I mean, there's so much they can understand.
He's
like
probably forgotten.
Really being able to, we picked him up that day and he was so happy.
And
but
so
as
what
parents,
would have happened-
like thinking about it, you know, think about a time when kids have, you know, not invited you somewhere, or like that story I tell about
Friday night drinks.
Kids leaving. Everyone saying, oh, we're leaving.
I got a lovely message from Rory, worried that he'd excluded me from the after party.
Yeah.
It is shtick. I don't actually, like, I didn't, I love Rory. I love Danny. I love all of you guys, but I don't need to spend after 9 p.m. So I was happy, like, I was cool.
Nah, I get it. I get it. But yeah, lost where I was going.
So the
story where a kid was like, oh, we're all going now from this kid's house, and then they walk around the block and go back to the house and I left.
Mm-hmm.
But like that, you know, that was I was an older kid. I didn't tell anybody about it.
Mm-hmm.
I just became friends with other people.
Friendships are hard, aren't they? We've been through this.
Well, friendships in children, I mean, where's it start? School, you're around kids that you're just there because you all go to the same school.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, seeing Bodie go from a daycare where he went from when he was 6 months old and the close friendships that he developed there, and then taking him out of that and dropping him into a new environment, and the pain of a parent seeing, it's like, oh, fuck. Like, he had attachment to these kids, and will he be able to become friends with them? And then being in that yourself, like, we've all gone through that at some degree of – working out how to find your people.
Do you think you thrived in primary school or high school?
Still thriving, mate. What are you fucking talking about?
When did you peak? Producer Jess said that she thrived in high school. Nobody primary school, and then she became a top dog in high school.
No. If anything peaked, I was on the up from grade two. to
really?
Year eight. And then I left. And then year nine was a great year. That was when I left. Year nine, I was away from half a term.
That was because you were at the...
I reckon year eight. I reckon year eight because then it started going downhill where I had one last year at the school I was at. And then my schooling went very much downhill. I separated friendship groups. But then I think it was... No, it was year eight I peaked. I'm useless now. I'm useless. Like, I've got my mates, but it's... You definitely sort of amongst it.
Yeah.
It's very much a TV show at that point.
So, do you think you'll bring up, like, with Bodie, the whole best friend thing? It sounds like he's just forgotten about it. You're going to... I feel like it's a lot of what...
I'll bring it up when he says it to us. When he says, you're not my best friend because we haven't done something for him. That's a moment where I feel...
So that's a moment. So, but I wonder what would happen if you were just like, hey, you know, the other day...
Yeah, we do that too. We did that. We did that yesterday.
I wonder about what?
About the best friend thing.
Oh, so you have brought it up with him.
Yeah. So it is like...
What do you say?
But I think there's a right... I think your version of when he's in pain versus when he's saying it to us and we're in pain, which is we're not in pain, we're his parent. And he's just being silly.
Do you reckon he can connect the dots?
I think he connects the dots between... how he felt when he was said to him and when he's doing it to us, because he's feeling upset about something and then we're just trying to use that. So I think you're onto something about...
What about the middle ground? I wonder, like, the middle ground where it's like he hasn't said it to you.
Yeah, he's happy as shit.
Just, yeah, it's just like having a good day. It's like, do you want to watch Aladdin? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You know how you said your best friend said that he's not your best friend anymore?
Yeah.
How are you feeling about it now?
Yeah, it is. It's so sweet. Like, he's evolving. He's a little butterfly at the moment. Like, says to mummy, mummy, how are you feeling? You happy? You sad?
What's been the highlight of your day?
he said to our next door neighbor, how's your week been?
Oh, that's good.
She said, yeah, it's been good. Been working. Yeah. It's so cute.
I had a bit of an issue this morning. Been happening a lot.
It's not the smoothie.
No, it's not a smoothie. No, smoothie. It's actually, it's more low level.
It was talking smoothie lessons.
No, but it's my shoelaces.
Oh, what's happened?
Well,
what do you mean?
I've been having, like, I don't know if it's ASICS specifically as a brand, but my shoelaces, I do I do what I believe to be the correct way of doing my shoe up. How do you do your shoelaces up, by the way?
What I don't do is the one where you create one loop and create another loop and then loop those together.
No, that's weird.
That's childish.
Yeah, that's what I do.
No, that is really so childish. Oh. I had a client, a personal training client, that would do that, and I just thought, oh, child. I feel like the kids that really struggled growing up. It's really mean, though. It's mean to say.
What do you do? So you do it the other way. I couldn't imagine you doing it the other way. I just imagine if I picture in my mind. It's a big Velcro sitcho for you, or slip-ons. You actually can do the other way.
I can do both ways. It's amazing
impressed.
It's amazing the people impressive. That are that adults solid, that can't do that.
Well,
the,
I nearly
the other
bought.
Way. I can't do.
If
the other
I
way.
Bought the book that I was going to buy last year, I would be fine.
Can you show us with your hands now the technique?
I can tell you. I'll show.
No shoe, just in the air.
So I'll do it, and then I want.
This is slightly annoying for listeners.
Okay, but, so I'm. Grabbing one, grabbing bunny ears, turning, pulling.
And you still say bunny ears, right? I've heard it when we're traveling. Bunny ears, what?
No, so the annoying thing is about my ASICs is they get very knotted.
Yeah.
So, like, for instance, I'll show you right now.
Is it your bunny ears? Because, mate, I've got no problem.
Can you try and undo my shoes, please?
Throw it.
Do they smell all right?
No. Okay, so just show the camera. So Tommy's got my shoe.
So my shoes, so this is a double knot, so you'd need a, it's also the lace too, dude. It's like a very sort of fabric-y lace.
Is it fat or thin?
No, it's thin.
It's thin. And so this is, so I was 10 minutes late today.
Done. Pulls out one of those.
But this is already taking a fair bit of time, don't you think?
But it's not on my foot. If it was on my foot or I was sitting on a bed doing it, it would be easy.
Mm.
But no, you do.
I'm trying to work out what if it's the laces, it's what's the going
laces.
On.
It's 100% the laces.
Do I get new laces?
Yes, you do get new laces.
I've never
these are child's laces.
I wonder where the best laces you can get are.
Do you remember back in... Do you remember th- thick laces.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm wondering.
Like hip hop laces, like
that will help. Can you pass my shoe?
I've done it.
Okay. Maybe it's the other shoe. There's a shoe that.
Nah, I mean, fucked it.
See,
I think it's the way you do.
Show?
It.
Can you let show me, just, me that? Yeah, try and do the other one.
No, I could get it undone. Anyway, there's your shoe.
But so the thing is, but you haven't gotten undone. So you've gotten your easy. Shoe now. But that's not what we're asking. We're asking about my shoe.
I just undid that.
That just came apart.
The way you do your laces.
Should I not Should I not double knot?
No, double knot. Double knot's not the problem.
I think it's your bunny ears that are the problem, bro.
Okay.
Do you go over or under when you're actually lacing them? Like
over, I think.
Like over and then back around, then in, or is it like up through the hole and then around?
I've never thought about it.
And then up through the other hole.
I go under.
To be honest, I haven't thought about it.
And so it takes me a few, like I need
usually adults aren't thinking about it.
So I need to pick at it every time to try and undo the knot.
I've had ASICs that had thicker sort of circular laces that were sick. They were like almost half circuit, like sort of like, yeah, they were great. It's those laces, they're dumb as shit.
And so when you're in a rush, and so when it gets to this point, once I've undone the double knot.
I've got it. It's, don't take them off.
Without undoing them.
Yeah.
No, I do that.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, but you haven't had a problem.
Lazy.
Yeah, because I do
that, but then I slip my foot back into the same shoe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Josh is a dad. He has to tie up his shoes every time he goes out.
So here we go.
It's a real dad move.
Tight. So definitely watch.
If it ain't tight, it ain't right.
So I'm doing it for the video people. God. So you grab the bunny ears, you go like this, you pass that bit over. You go like that. Under.
Oh, my God.
Like pull down. That. You've done.
And you know,
then I go and I do a knot.
Which is fine, but I think it's the shoelace.
I think it's the bunny ears.
And the bunny. Are you looking at problems that have been had online? Is anyone having problems with the bunny ears?
Oh, that's a good
and
idea.
And how old are they?
No, I haven't.
It's a good sign.
It just looks like it goes too close to the base when you're doing your bunny ears.
Yeah, that I think that was it.
What does it mean like to go to? What do you mean? I didn't get that.
But you tighten the whole shoe with your bunny ear, whereas when you do it the other way.
Tight.
Yeah, but look, when you I reckon do it the we take way. This over yeah. Instagram. We do a poll. Are you doing bunny ears or are you a grown?
Polls are great.
Polls, no, this was... So yesterday, what I said was we were talking about the hot springs in Mornington Peninsula or wherever the fuck it is, Peninsula Springs. What I said was I made a comparison and I said that springs... are like saunas when it comes to the social interaction that happens.
Specifically, okay? You said they have the same elements. What was the word?
You said they're a sauna without a roof with similar qualities.
That's exactly how you said.
And so I didn't think at the time of a spa. I felt like springs and spas, to be honest, are so similar. One of them is just man-made, the other one's not. I reckon there's probably spas that are considered natural, a natural spa, right? You could even use the words interchangeably, a spa and springs, whatever. And so,
spa.
Yeah, when I got onto Instagram last night and saw that the question was, what is a spring more like, a spa or a sauna, implying that I thought that a spring was a sauna... It was absurd. And then I also thought, like, I judged the people who click sauna. I'm like, do they just like me or do they not know what a spring is?
Well, it's a verdict.
So 97% of people say that a spring is more like a spa. Mm. But I knew that. That wasn't what was up for debate. Yeah, and so
I agree with you. The qualities of a spring are like that of a sauna.
Yes.
In terms of... your body's in there, you're sweating.
You could even imagine those two things. You could imagine a sauna, a facility. If you were getting facilities, if you're a springs company, if you fucking inherited some land that had springs.
You're sick.
You'd be like, okay, what else? Let's get a plunge pool. Great. Let's get some towels. Let's build a sauna.
They've got a sauna there.
It's great.
At the hot springs.
Exactly.
Have you ever been to a legit hot spring?
Like, no.
Like they're man-made in
are they?
Peninsula.
So
like they're not to the, like once I was in Taupo in New Zealand and I, motherland for you, Sebs, I got a little scooter.
Budapest.
Hide it and I drove.
Been there.
And just found this river. Unbelievable. Like crystal blue waters and then there was this stream coming down. little waterfall and it was steaming.
Oh, that's nice.
Just got me little.
And so they don't do it. So how are they doing it?
Well, it's all, they're all like built up and maybe it's on
so it is a
land
spa.
That there is a spring. Maybe it is.
But they're using spring water and just heating it up is what you're thinking.
Yeah, I'm not sure where they're getting their water source from and what how you qualify to be a natural springs. There has to be some element of...
Probably out in the mountain or something.
Being
the hot spring water comes from natural hot springs that are 637 metres below ground.
Yeah, so the ones that are like, I think, a step up in legitimacy mm-hmm. are the ones that you don't pay to get into. It's just on the side yeah. of a river and it's coming down from the mountain and it's steaming hot like in nice. New Zealand. Like there's heaps in New Zealand.
Went to the Roman baths in Bath.
Did you get nude?
In England? No, you can't go in. It's like a...
Very green.
But it's like, it's like an ancient thing you tour around. But the water there, you still feel the water. It's still hot.
Mm.
It's been like that for thousands of years.
It's ridiculous. That's crazy. Have you Rotorua, New Zealand.
Bill. Yeah. Gas bill. Definitely no dad running that operation. No. Turn off the thing.
Have you been to Rotorua, Sevs, in New Zealand?
Maybe.
That's a no.
Oh, dude, stinks. It's called the mineral, like the gases coming out of the ground. We stayed in this old, this is when I was on the stripping tour.
Oh, no.
We stayed in this old, like a homestead that was like there was rooms that had no bathroom. They just had a basin and then there was communal toilet areas and horrible, to be honest. And then there was downstairs a kitchen area. It was great, but it was on this lake and you looked out and it was just steaming everywhere. It was picturesque.
If we did a tour of something, like if we had a bus anywhere in the world and we could do like the daily talk show tour, where would you go? I say tour funny?
No, that's
tour. Right. That's right.
I'm glad because tour. Some people say
millions.
Tour. So we're what? Tour.
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 So yeah, where do you think? Where would you like to?
If we had security, Mexico.
Why do you need security?
It's too dangerous.
Why do you need
security? Way too fucking dangerous.
Depends what part.
Dangerous most parts. Like there's a high chance.
Cancun or whatever. It's like fucking.
Yeah, gated communities, but don't go outside it. I mean, I know some people from Mexico and they've just told me how fucking dangerous it is. And they're locals. They're like, yeah, I grew up with three people that got kidnapped.
Oh.
Like, yeah, what? No, they came back. They weren't trying to kill them. They just wanted their money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, I would love to go
and
there.
Two of us.
I know heaps of people have been there too, and it's been very, very safe. But in terms of like us just having a carefree trip, the carefree trip in the coast of Los Angeles versus going down from Tijuana down the, you know, into South
Where
America. But that's the beauty of it. It'd be like ridiculous. There's like volcanoes and
that's the first thing I thought of was a volcano would be cool.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
After
I know.
What happened.
Yeah, I know. That's not.
You look at the stuff that happened in like, was that New Zealand?
New Zealand, yeah,
it was.
You think about what Hamish and Andy did with the, isn't that right? Yeah. Like cooked a lasagna.
Nah, I got it. Sorry. Yeah. America.
Yeah.
I think think about the.
Not at the moment.
Not at the moment, but going from one side to the other, you get everything. You've got the Amish at some point. You've got the deep south and then you've got sort
there is something very not, like there is something, because there's a bunch of people who like when I say how many times I've been to the US. Been a few times, maybe about 12.
And you usually bring it up in every
bring it up. No, but a lot of people have pushback on the US. Like, especially I think the people from Europe, that like it's a little bit below that. Like, you know, why would you want to accent? So like, why
you
the US?
You are.
Why, yeah. Dutch, I'm, you know.
You can do it.
My
Which being my grandpa.
No, but the thing with the US that I feel at the moment is just the... So the gun laws, you think about like the gun laws and when you're there, it doesn't necessarily feel like it's impacting your experience. But then you think about all the unrest, is that the word?
Mm.
Unrest? You think about the tensions, you think about like all the destabilization. Like think about how many people have guns.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy? Like they talk about like defund the police, and Z-Feed did a great, Crystal did a great carousel on Instagram talking about what defunding the police means. It's like San Francisco's done it a bunch where they're taking cash from the police, but they're putting it into community programs. So it's like if you have a dispute with a neighbor, rather than sending the cops who have military grade force, you have someone that's a little bit more reasonable that can talk about it.
You've got like the real meaning of it, and then there's the people that literally think we don't want the police, which is fucking ridiculous.
And so that's scary. The idea that like you're relying on a bunch of people who just have guns, civilians, to be doing it. That's not...
You can
connect to the whole thing.
But it is, non-criminal matters shouldn't be handled by police. There could be something else that...
Which, you know how much I love calling 000. So that's a new
number that you could call more, because there's a lot of matters that aren't criminal that are still going on.
Neighbours were loud last night spewing. I didn't have the megaphone.
Oh, really?
I was just like, look, I just felt like such... Like a wimp.
Well, when I was in Texas, driving from Vegas through to San Diego, you go through Texas, I think. No, not Texas.
Going from where, sorry?
Vegas.
You'd be Arizona.
Arizona, yeah. And so there's relaxed gun laws there, and pulled into the service station. And they've got the no shirt, no shoes, no entrance, which we didn't know about, and we had no shoes, no shirt on. Just a couple of guys in a convertible
and
Mustang.
And you tried to enter.
Yeah, and then... My mate got told to come out, and then this guy's walking out, and he's just got singlet, like a shoestring singlet.
What is a shoestring singlet?
George?
I'm assuming it's like a really thin kind of...
Yeah.
Does it even hide the nips?
Yeah, but just. Like, if you just leant over here, you'd see nip slip. Uh-huh. Anyway, this guy had a huge gun on his, like a revolver on his hip. Wow. And he was just a everyday gronk. And I said to him, he was really friendly, and I was like, mate, it's ridiculous. You can have a gun on your hip, but we can't go in without our top on. And he's like, yeah, I know. It's fucking crazy, man.
And look at my singlet.
And then I got into fire. No. But it's full on. So your point being, we can't do a
We can do it. Like the US.
At the moment. It'd be crazy to go.
Yeah, too much going on. But yeah, there is, where would you like to go?
In America?
Anywhere. So we've got a bus, we've got like a coach.
I would like to do America. Yeah. Okay. Eventually.
You haven't done America before?
Not properly. Like,
where have you been?
I've been to San Fran, and that's pretty much it. Yeah.
What did you do?
San Fran for a couple of weeks. And then I was camping in the bush for 12 days at an eclipse festival in Oregon.
Nice.
Which was fun.
So you were editing video for...
Yeah, we made like 4 or 5 docos for the festival. And it was, so it was like 12 days camping in the bush, middle of summer. It was like 40 degrees, dusty. But we saw the solar eclipse, which was...
Did you wear glasses?
Yeah, definitely. Cool. Yeah.
Sevs, where would you like to
go? Where would I go?
As in for the whole, you know?
Yeah, everyone.
Everyone on a bus.
Maybe, I mean, Russia would be interesting.
Okay, no, great. I get that.
It's pretty interesting. Like, I mean, like the Kremlin. Imagine doing it outside the Kremlin.
That absolutely wouldn't be allowed.
They filmed Tom Cruise, so we should be right.
My mate,
we've got our own Tom Cruise.
My mate didn't have enough time to apply for the visa to get into Russia. You need to apply, so you might not get in. But you can get in for 90 hours or something. You catch a boat from close by, but coming in via boat gives you a window of like 90 hours. Imagine it's like the 90 hours in Russia.
I like that idea. There's a book, Emergency, by Neil Strauss. He did the game, and it's all about doomsday preppers or billionaires and what they do and passports and stuff, talking about different passports you can have. And I went down a huge rabbit hole of like becoming obsessed of wanting to have multiple passports, which is like, I've got no reason for it. But a fun fact, Vanuatu, you can do citizen by investment. So, what a lot of these countries do. I think it's about $250,000. So you could put $250,000, maybe in a property, maybe in a business. Can't remember. But interesting fact, they have a deal with Russia, and so you can visit Russia like you would say Australia going into the States or things
Vanuatu.
Like that. Vanuatu. So if you wanted
to. Why has that happened? Why is Vanuatu in bed with Russia?
Can you look that up to make sure? Can you fact check me, please?
Yeah. I love that.
But
that's bizarre.
I was thinking last night, had the thought, put it on our Discord. I don't know if any of you guys caught it. It's a little bit self-indulgent, but hey, welcome. The idea of doing a throwback Discord channel. So it's called the Throwback Club. And what we do is every single day we listen as a collective, everyone who wants to, if you've got a little bit of spare time. So I know most of the time, like, you might just get through these episodes. That's fine, whatever. But for people who it's like, oh, I want to listen to something else or I want to go back to the old episodes, what we do is we say, starting today, the club is listening to episode one. And then every single weekday, we go through the next episode. So tomorrow is episode two, then three. And then it means that we're all aligned listening and we can all point out the funny things that we heard or shit we should be cancelled for or how much we've changed. Yeah. What do you think?
No, I love it. Someone called me out for something. It was something about my radio voice.
I think that was Emma, wasn't it?
Was it Emma?
Yeah.
That's a fair point. But it was, I think it was from episode 12 or 14.
14, yeah.
From episode 14. Radical it's a great honesty. Idea. I see the connection to indulgent.
Yeah. Well, I did it last night. I had the idea. It's and then I idea. Waited like 2 minutes for responses and saw nothing and turned it off. but I see people have joined in, like they've said they'll do it. So episode one today, go back. Now, here's a tip for you as well. Oliver on Discord was wanting to listen to episode 14. He was saying, I can't find it in Apple Podcasts. Now, the annoying thing about Apple Podcasts is the way that they have it set up is they have, I believe it's a 300 episode cap. But that cap is only within the podcast search function. So if you search The Daily Talk Show and you are looking at a podcast through that, you can scroll and you won't get to the bottom of the episode.
Yes.
However, if you're subscribed and you go to your library within Apple Podcasts, you click on the podcast that you're wanting to listen to an old episode, like the Daily Talk Show, you can then scroll down and see all episodes.
That's a good
and get
point.
To the, yeah.
How long did it take you to work that out? Because we were worried. We were concerned so we that they'd been taken off.
So we did have, we had a situation at one point going back 6 months ago where our host had, I think it was limit. A 600 episode limit.
It's a good problem if you're doing that many podcasts.
And so well, it makes broken. Sense. Like how many people have 600 episodes on their podcast?
That's a good point. Can we find out how many people have a podcast?
It's a hard thing to find. But
over 700 shows.
Rain Man, if you could work out a way, that would be
that'd
good.
That'd be cool.
And so, yeah, seeing who's doing that.
Because I anyway, think there'd be a, you know, I'm just trying to find some stat to.
Google podcasts I find very annoying. Because
don't do it. I don't have a Google.
So Google podcast. Like,
don't have a Google.
Don't have a Google.
Well, Google. I feel like the Google Homes.
Don't have a Google Home.
Struggle a bit. Like I even asked.
Mine's last, gotten worse.
I asked last night for it to play Hamish and Andy. They don't have Hamish and Andy. Like
I've
obviously
who
because
Hamish
of,
and Andy is.
Yeah, they were like playing stuff from two like an old feed.
Really?
I think that podcast that one work? Mustn't have done a deal or something or whatever the bullshit is. So that's annoying. But that then even annoying. I notice like...
I mean, it's there.
Yeah. It's so there. It's so. But you speak to Google Home and she doesn't know. And then like even weird. The Daily Talk Show sometimes works. And then sometimes I'll say it and it'll just be a fucking other show.
Oh, remember when we were at Matt Diavella's house in LA?
Asking Alexa.
Alexa, who's Matt Diavella? Did it? Don't know. Who's Josh Jansen? Not sure.
Who's Tommy Jacket?
Tommy Jacket is blah, blah, blah. He was pulling on something Mason had spun up.
The little Wikipedia. Yeah. It was great.
Can you ask? I want to know what that said. If you've got one at home, can you ask Alexa?
See if it's still going.
Who's Tommy Jacket?
And then Josh Jansen as well. And just see.
Yeah. And just see who's superior. Josh was cancelled after his comments about a sauna.
It reminded me of this, the Florida doco that I watched about the criminals being included in databases.
You
don't want to say that and have the same name as a criminal. Oh, Gemma Watts had that issue.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, not ideal.
Mate, they're cancelling Coon Cheese. Have you seen that?
I saw a Facebook thing.
And I was wondering where the name had where the brand had come from.
Yeah, it came from a guy. Who, yeah,
which then I was just thinking, regardless of my thoughts on whether to remove the name Coon Cheese as a thing, unfortunate if you've got those names. Like, in, there's a bunch of names in the future where you didn't choose to have that name.
If you're, I don't think, I'm sure there's very few adults.
Bullshit. I don't believe. I reckon there'll be a bunch. Germany.
Surely that name sort of went out of fashion.
Well, what about any like new documentary? Having the surname Epstein.
Can you have a
I know someone who's got Epstein.
I mean, Epstein's a very common.
But what I'm saying is the stain to the name. Like,
ISIS. ISIS, very common girl's name.
A coronavirus.
Alexa? Not
virus, but corona.
Alexa is an annoying name. Alex and Mimi icon.
Yeah.
Their daughter's name's Alexa. Born before Amazon. Can you look up the Adolf name? I reckon
there's... So, there's... this is from July 2018. There's 46,000 people in Germany living with the name.
Adolf. How many?
46,000.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of people.
Who is calling their kid Adolf?
Well, now, like... Yeah. But, so...
Who?
I don't know, mate. 46,000 parents. For 80... What's 46 times by 2? 612? 92,000 parents. 92,000 parents had decided that their kid should be called Adolf. That's how many.
I feel like, I reckon there's probably...
No, I know what you mean.
How many of them are sort of like white supremacists or...
None of them. They're German, and that's probably a common name in Germany.
Adolf. I reckon... Do you think?
What about the surname Hitler? What about the surname Hitler? I mean, there is still...
I mean, so there's a different... I reckon the whole... I think that in Germany, they would have huge sensitivities to the name Adolf.
I don't think for 46,000 people.
I don't. I reckon that if we would, I wish we could bring in the calls. I'll ask Till Spielhoff, my German friend.
Dude, I'm not saying that.
Oh, it's probably like a. Why is there 46,000?
Do you think 2020 is there 46,000 people called Adolf?
I mean, it does go back a few years.
Yeah, but
even then.
But,
I'm saying the sensitivity is there that the people.
How many people are named Thomas in Australia? Can we get a number?
It's one of the most common names.
What do you? It's got to be 110,000.
No, more than 100,000. That's a lot of people.
Australia, think about it.
3 million.
No.
Well, you're one in seven people.
Well, no, that's a lot.
I was joking. What, how many Thomases are there?
Here we go.
Let's see. This is cool data that they could spit out. Like, based on birth records and then a fun cert. Like, you don't have to say who the person is, but if you're just wanting to workshop a baby name.
I think the idea, though, that you're pushing, which is in Germany, adult, like, it's a common... Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that it's obviously a German name and... you're saying there's a huge sensitivity around people called Adolf, and I'm saying why are there 46,000 people? That's not to say there isn't a sensitivity around their history. And
that was what I was
saying,
that like if you've obviously, like the person who calls their kid Adolf obviously isn't bothered by their kid having the same name as Adolf Hitler. And so if that's the case, my vibe is they're probably slightly tweaked.
Yeah, but I think they'll also look at all the lack of understanding about Australia's history and Cook. Like, think about the.
But I think that you, I the think Holocaust there's a version. And the. I feel like Nazis, Germany, all that sort of thing. Like,
yeah, people are living a life. Like, we're not.
No, but I think that, like, in Germany, there's like, you just have to go into the streets to be like, oh, like, shit went. Like, people are extremely. Sensitive and aware of it. I don't know. Anyway, it's an interesting fact. I don't know.
Definitely be sensitive people, but I think there will also be a massive amount of people that aren't that sensitive or aware of it. Hence, why they're calling their kids Adolf. How is that not the case? Because you don't call your kid Adolf if you're sensitive about Adolf Hitler and the history.
Well, who the fuck is not sensitive?
But I think there's a difference between.
No, I reckon
the connection for me and my sensitivity. I understand that, but that's how fucked
the
whole up
point.
It is.
No, but the point is that you're not. I'm not German either, but you're not German. I reckon, and this is why we just need to ask a German.
James Cook, is that his name? James Cook. Mm. You think there will be a sensitivity around Jameses moving forward? Mm. My middle name, fuck. hadn't thought about it. But this is the as the awareness grows, as the education builds, is that what's going to happen? This is the thinking around. This is what we're talking about: names and what it means in history, and who's connected to them, and as it evolves, and you know, it being forgotten, and then a new round. You know, like in 200 years, is Adolf coming back in as a name?
I don't know. What do you think, GB?
I'd probably say no.
No idea. I'd guess no.
I
understand, like, if you are calling your son Adolf, maybe you are a little bit, you don't care about the history.
That's what I'm saying. You have to. How would you do it if you realized and understood the history? If you'd been to Auschwitz like you have.
Maybe they do understand and they're just kind of pro Adolf. There are a few people still out there that are pro Adolf, pro Hitler.
Yeah.
And unbelievably.
And so I think there's more people sensitive to that than not.
Yeah, I would think that,
more Germans are sensitive about their history and how fucked up it was.
Can you look that up, Seb? It's like, is there any details on the name Adolf in regards to sensitivities? Surely.
No. So, anyway. By the way, Thomas peaked in 1940.
Oh.
In the US.
A while ago. I peaked in year 8. Thomas peaked in 1940. They're releasing the word of the year or phrase of the year in the coming weeks. So it goes into the dictionary, I think.
What was it last Oxford? Year?
Not sure.
Was it one of the years, was it podcasting?
I don't know. That's why we have Sevs. My computer's down. George, what are you doing?
Oh, sorry.
What are you doing, Sevs?
I would also love Sevs to get a mouse pad so that we don't hear the whole episode's.
I'd love Sevs to get a Neuralink, to be honest.
Yeah, that would be good.
Lift him
it?
To 197.
Yeah.
Word of the year in 2017 was fake news.
Mm-hmm.
Two words.
Trump did that.
I can only screw it up to 2017.
Trump did that for sure.
Okay. So if let's finish up. If you want to be involved in the throwback club, start listening to episode 1 today.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Alrighty.
Okay. Look, here you go. 13 children were named Adolf between 2006 and 2013. 46 have been named Adolf since 2013.
It's on the rise.
So it has risen from.
If you're looking at the numbers.
Yeah.
That's a worry.
But it seems super, super small.
Yeah, still not many.
46 isn't that many people. I mean, what's the population of Germany?
I reckon there would be a huge. I reckon
83 million.
I'm sure there's Germans listening, yelling at us, being like, "Of course."
But hang on, we're yelling at what? We're not saying sensitivity. We're saying that why are people still using it? They're clearly the ones that don't have a sensitivity about it. It's exactly what George said. There's nothing to argue here at all. There's nothing to be
the
angry
thing is
about.
That I think it's not being angry. What I'm saying is that.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that you're. Hang on, how do I phrase this? The way that you're communicating, it's like saying, oh, I think that a lot more people are called, like for a lot of people, Adolf the name isn't an issue in Germany.
I didn't say that. I said obviously for the people that have called their kids that, it's not. Mm. But of course, I think, as I said, more people would be sensitive to it than not, which is totally understandable. Mm-hmm. And I would be.
Mm-hmm.
So that I'm not saying anything that I'm not saying.
Mm-hmm.
Which is where you can get in a pickle of looking at what people are, what you think they're saying, but it's not what they've said.
Well, yeah, I think that there's something in like the point of arguing a point. So I think that where it can be problematic is sometimes people will argue, like just play devil's advocate or whatever you want to say. So me saying, surely there's not many people called Adolf, and then pushing back on that. Or then being like, oh, well, maybe it's not a thing, I feel like is a very hard, like it's a hard debate to have.
Yeah, I don't think it's not a thing though.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we need Sevs bringing these stats up.
What do you reckon?
ASAP.
Well, this is the interesting thing. What do you think, GB?
About the argument?
Well, the argument.
There's no argument.
I'm not sure.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like,
what we're talking about.
There's anymore. No argument.
Yeah.
There's just clearly there's some people that aren't sensitive to it, which is a small amount.
Yeah.
And there would be a higher amount that are very sensitive to it. So there's nothing to argue.
Man, I can't be fucked with these combos. I mean, the thing is, this is what, like, you end up in these conversations, and this happens at, like, family events. End up in these big fucking conversations. Like, actually, if you're not saying, like, from what you were saying, I thought that there was a bunch of information that you were missing, and then so that I'm trying to communicate, oh, this is what I actually think. And then by the end of it, the person's like, oh, well, I wasn't saying that. It's like, well, okay, well, there was a lot of tension here and there was a lot of conversation about something that apparently you don't like. Fucking hell. That was pain. I'm so sorry, everyone. That was so fucking painful. I'm sorry I brought anything up.
Right. Sam, stats quicker, please.
Is the megaphone for something?
I don't think it's even... No, nah, I just brought it here. I don't think it's even a stats issue. I reckon like bringing in stats... You saw how like when Sev's had the wrong stat or the 46,000 without the context in the last 4 years, how like quickly how it enables you to be like... Fuck it. See, there's 46,000 people.
I still believe that there's a lot of people. That's a lot of people, is that not?
But I mean, they would have been born before.
It's a bit different if they're all dead now. Nah.
A lot of them would have been born after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's interesting.
That's annoying.
The uncle's just come in to spike it all up again. What have we got here, guys? I reckon it's more...
So annoying. All right. It's a daily talk show. We'll see you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you guys.